This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Private equity firm Rourke Capital, majority investors of Inspire Brands and Focus Brands, announced the acquisition of Nothing Bundt Cakes, the 390-unit bakery chain. CEO Kyle Smith said, "We look forward to working with Rourke to enhance support for our bakery owners and continue growing our system while maintaining the joy-giving experience our brand has offered guests for nearly 25 years. The acquisition represents Rourke's 29th restaurant investment and 92nd franchise brand. In other Focus Brands news, the company announced the opening of the first Auntie Anne's drive-thru location, co-branded with Jamba in Wiley, Texas. The announcement emphasizes the company's new development strategy, which leans into brand collaboration and expansion of their specialty brands outside their traditional footprints in malls and airports. Kristen Hartman, the category president for Focus Brands, said, "A customer may come in one day for a healthy smoothie from Jamba, and then the next day they'll want to satisfy that Auntie Anne's craving. It's all about building the foot traffic and frequency that drives volume and profitability for our brands." Chick-fil-A is entering the delivery-only market with the introduction of Little Blue Menu in Nashville later this year and Atlanta in 2022. Little Blue Menu, named for founder S. Truett Cathy's original Blue Menu at the very first Chick-fil-A location, will serve a variety of rotating menu items in the same spirit as the founder's menu. Your Pie, the fast casual pizza concept, has moved its headquarters from Athens, Georgia to Alpharetta in the Atlanta metro area. CEO Dave McDougall said, "Although Your Pie will always have its roots in Athens, the new office space will help us better accommodate our growing team and enable us to have greater interaction with our local owners and franchise candidates." Republicans in the Senate and House, led by Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and Representative James Comer of Kentucky, reintroduced the Save Local Business Act, a bill that would protect franchise small business owners and brands from onerous and vague joint employer standards. The bill would amend the National Labor Relations Act and the Fair Labor Standards Act, setting a clear and reasonable standard of joint employment based on direct and immediate control under both laws. Mike Lehman, IFA VP for Federal Government Relations, noted, "The Save Local Business Act will provide the legal clarity that will allow more than 700,000 franchise small businesses to continue to create jobs, serve their communities, and lead the recovery." Back with People News after a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. In People News, Shipley Donuts has expanded its senior leadership team with the addition of Clifton Rutledge as CEO and Hank Simpson as COO. Sport Clips Haircuts is adding to its leadership team with human resources pros Allison Young as Chief People Officer and Danielle Robinson as Top Grading Director. World Gym International has appointed Jared Deptula as its franchise business coach. Qdoba has hired franchising veteran Sean Carrick as VP of Franchise Development. Salsa Fresca welcomes Eric Friedman as its new COO. ATC Healthcare Services has named Marlena O'Neill as Chief Operating Officer. Bojangles has named Katie Radke as VP of Supply Chain. Dine Brands Global Inc., the parent company of IHOP and Applebee's, has named Vance Chang as its Chief Financial Officer and Allison Hall as Senior VP and Chief Accounting Officer. Jack in the Box has named Tony Darden as its Senior VP and Chief Operating Officer. Darden was most recently president at Mooya Burgers. Fat Brands Inc., parent company of Fat Burger and Johnny Rockets, has added to its senior management team with Alan Sussman, General Counsel, Ken Kuick, Chief Financial Officer, and Rob Rosen, EVP of Capital Markets. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening yet again in person in Orlando this weekend, and in Houston, June 5th and 6th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the franchise show's events, and I will be there podcasting live from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with great brands like Zaxby's, Rosati's, Precision Tune Auto Care, and many more. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person at any of these great events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.